Welcome back to the AI Daily Show. Today we're discussing OpenAI's ambitious move into custom silicon.
It's a fascinating development. OpenAI, renowned for its cutting-edge AI models like ChatGPT, is partnering with Broadcom and TSMC to develop its own AI chip, primarily for inference.
This seems like a significant shift. Why the move towards custom hardware?
Several factors are at play. First, the sheer cost of running these massive AI models is astronomical. OpenAI reportedly projects a $5 billion loss this year, with compute costs being a major contributor. Custom silicon offers potential cost savings by optimizing performance and power efficiency.
So it's about economic viability in the long run.
Precisely. It also gives OpenAI greater control over its hardware, allowing them to tailor it specifically to their AI workloads. This could lead to performance gains and faster innovation cycles.
But this isn't just about cost-cutting, is it? There's a strategic element here as well.
Absolutely. The current reliance on NVIDIA GPUs creates a dependency. Diversifying their hardware supply chain with custom chips and AMD integration through Azure mitigates this risk and strengthens OpenAI's negotiating position.
This move seems to mirror a broader trend of tech giants bringing chip design in-house. Google's TPUs, Apple's silicon, and now OpenAI. It's almost like vertical integration is becoming a necessity in the AI race.
I agree. Control over the entire stack, from software to hardware, offers a significant competitive advantage. It allows for tighter integration and optimization, ultimately leading to more powerful and efficient AI systems.
However, designing and manufacturing chips is a complex and expensive undertaking. Can OpenAI pull this off?
They've assembled a team of experienced chip engineers, some from Google's TPU project. Partnering with established players like Broadcom and TSMC also de-risks the process. While the projected 2026 production timeline seems far off, it signifies a long-term commitment to custom silicon.
This is a bold move with the potential to reshape the AI landscape. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out in the coming years. So, Robert Downey Jr. is taking a preemptive legal stance against AI recreations of himself. It's an interesting intersection of intellectual property, likeness rights, and the rapidly evolving world of artificial intelligence.
Absolutely. He's essentially saying, my face, my voice, my performance, these are mine, even after I'm gone. This preemptive legal approach is quite novel, especially the part about his law firm continuing the fight posthumously.
It raises the question, how do we define and protect an individual's digital likeness in the age of AI? Is it an extension of their intellectual property, a facet of their personality rights, or something entirely new?
It's a complex issue. Current legal frameworks weren't designed for this. Downey's stance could set a precedent, especially as deepfake technology becomes increasingly sophisticated. It also highlights the tension between artistic expression and technological advancement.
He's not just concerned about the financial implications, but also the potential misuse and misrepresentation of his image. He specifically calls out tech giants for wanting to control this narrative.
Right? He seems to be drawing a line in the sand, challenging the idea that these companies have the right to dictate how our digital identities are used and controlled.
Shifting gears to a critical, yet strangely overlooked aspect of this election, the rise of artificial general intelligence, or AGI. Thomas Friedman's piece in The Times argues that this should be front and center in our political discourse, especially given the potential for AGI to reshape our world within the next presidential term. What are your thoughts?
It's baffling how little attention this has received. We're on the cusp of a technological revolution unlike anything we've seen, and yet the implications of AGI are barely mentioned on the campaign trail. Friedman's point about the need for global cooperation to govern this technology is crucial. The potential benefits are immense, but so are the risks.
He draws a compelling analogy to the dawn of the automobile age, suggesting we're still fixated on horses while the car is already here. The potential impact on everything from healthcare and education to national security is staggering. Do you think the Biden administration's recent focus on AI guardrails is a step in the right direction?
It's a start, but it's just a first step. The speed of AGI development necessitates a much more comprehensive and proactive approach. We need international agreements, ethical frameworks, and public education initiatives to ensure we harness the power of AGI responsibly while mitigating the inherent dangers.
Friedman also highlights the economic implications, arguing that AGI is key to delivering better public services without increasing the tax burden. This ties into Tony Blair's argument about leveraging technology to address the growing gap between citizen expectations and government resources.
Precisely. AGI has the potential to optimize resource allocation, improve efficiency, and drive innovation across all sectors. It's not just about economic growth, it's about creating a more equitable and sustainable future. The question is, do we have the political will and foresight to navigate this transformative technology effectively?
Shifting gears from AGI policy to the practicalities of AI deployment, a fascinating startup called CTGT caught my eye. They're tackling the critical issue of AI safety and explainability, focusing on identifying and mitigating biases and hallucinations in AI models.
It's a timely venture. As AI becomes more integrated into critical sectors like healthcare and finance, the need for reliable and transparent models is paramount. CTGT's approach of exposing a model's internal understanding of concepts is particularly intriguing. It addresses the growing concern of inaccurate or biased AI-driven decisions.
Their method of mathematically guaranteed interpretability, as opposed to training additional judge AIs, is also a significant differentiator. This not only improves efficiency, but also addresses the increasing concern around compute costs in AI development.
The fact that they've already secured Fortune 10 clients, including working on debiasing facial recognition algorithms, speaks volumes about the market demand for this type of solution. Their focus on data privacy, offering both on-premises and managed options, is also shrewd given the increasing sensitivity around data security.
The backing from prominent figures like Mark Cuban and the founders of Zapier further validates their potential. Cuban's statement about AI needing to explain its reasoning highlights the very core of CTGT's mission. It'll be interesting to see how they navigate this competitive landscape, particularly against established players like TrueEra and giants like Google and Microsoft. But their focus on foundational understanding of AI seems well-placed, given the rapid growth in model complexity.
Absolutely. The projected market value of explainable AI by 2028 underscores the significance of this area. CTGT's approach, if scalable and effective, could position them as a key player in ensuring the responsible and trustworthy deployment of AI.
So, shifting gears from explainable AI, let's dive into the latest on Intel. The Reuters special report paints a rather bleak picture of Pat Gelsinger's leadership. It seems his ambitious plans to revitalize the chip giant haven't quite panned out.
Indeed. The report highlights a series of missteps, starting with the TSMC debacle. Alienating your key supplier, especially when you're reliant on their advanced manufacturing capabilities, seems incredibly short-sighted, especially given the geopolitical sensitivities around Taiwan.
It's a classic case of overpromising and under-delivering, setting sky-high expectations with clients, only to fall short due to technical issues and delays, has clearly damaged Intel's credibility. The cancelled Waymo deal is a prime example.
The pressure to compete with NVIDIA in the booming AI market seems to have also led to some questionable decisions. Inflating sales projections for the Gaudi chip, even internally, raises concerns about Gelsinger's judgment, and the fact that Intel is still struggling to define its AI strategy years after recognizing the GPU threat is troubling.
The irony is that Gelsinger's initial return to Intel was met with such optimism. He was seen as the returning hero, the technologist who could restore Intel's former glory. But the reality of navigating a rapidly evolving tech landscape, coupled with some self-inflicted wounds, has proven far more challenging.
It also underscores the inherent difficulties of turning around a behemoth like Intel. The company's size and legacy can be both an asset and a burden. While Gelsinger has secured significant government funding and initiated cost-cutting measures, the core issues of manufacturing prowess and strategic direction remain unresolved. The 18A delays are particularly concerning.
Absolutely. The question now becomes, can Intel truly regain its manufacturing leadership and carve out a significant piece of the AI pie? Or will Gelsinger's tenure be remembered as a missed opportunity? It's a crucial moment for the company, and arguably, for the future of American semiconductor manufacturing. Shifting gears from Intel, let's talk about LinkedIn's latest foray into AI. They've just launched an AI agent called Hiring Assistant, designed to automate many tasks for recruiters.
This is fascinating because it goes beyond just matching keywords. It's about taking those scrappy notes recruiters often start with and transforming them into full-fledged job descriptions, then sourcing and engaging with candidates. It's like having a tireless virtual assistant dedicated to recruitment.
And it's a significant move for LinkedIn, considering their position in the professional networking space. It also leverages their existing strengths, the vast amount of data they possess on users, companies, and skills.
Exactly. LinkedIn already uses AI in its recommendations, and now they're bringing that power to the forefront. The integration with GPT APIs from OpenAI, thanks to Microsoft's involvement, gives them access to cutting-edge language models. This allows the assistant to understand nuances in job descriptions and candidate profiles, potentially leading to better matches.
But the big question is, will recruiters embrace this or see it as a threat to their jobs? It's automating a significant portion of their daily tasks, from writing job descriptions to scheduling interviews and following up with candidates.
It's a double-edged sword, no doubt. Some recruiters might worry about being replaced, while others might see it as a tool to free up their time for more strategic tasks, like building relationships with candidates and understanding the nuances of company culture. It's a shift from busy work to strategy.
And how this impacts LinkedIn's B2B revenue is another key point. Their talent solutions business is a major revenue driver, and this tool is squarely aimed at that market. Will recruiters be willing to pay for this level of automation?
It'll depend on the pricing and the perceived value. If it truly delivers on its promise to streamline the hiring process and improve the quality of hires, it could be a game changer. But LinkedIn needs to prove its worth, especially to those larger enterprises already testing it.
Shifting gears from LinkedIn's AI recruiter, let's talk about xAI's Grok getting a visual upgrade. It can now analyze images, putting it in direct competition with ChatGPT and Gemini. This seems like a significant leap for a relatively new AI chatbot.
Absolutely. This multimodal capability is crucial in today's visually driven world. Being able to describe images, understand context, and even interpret humor within them opens up a whole new dimension for AI interaction. The real-world QA benchmark they're using is interesting, focusing on spatial understanding within images. That's a key aspect often overlooked.
And the implications for other Musk ventures are pretty clear. Imagine Tesla's self-driving cars using this technology to better understand their surroundings, or the potential for those humanoid robots he keeps teasing.
Precisely. Think about the improved object recognition and spatial awareness for autonomous navigation. This could be a game changer for Tesla's full self-driving ambitions. However, the elephant in the room is copyright. Grok's image generation already skirts these boundaries, and how its analysis handles copyrighted visuals will be a key legal and ethical watch point.
It's a valid concern. If Grok can identify copyrighted material in images, does that open xAI up to further legal challenges, or will it simply describe the content generically, avoiding any specific IP references? It's a tightrope walk for sure.
And let's not forget the potential misuse. Deepfakes and misinformation spread through manipulated images are already a concern. Adding AI analysis to the mix could make it even harder to discern real from fake. This is a powerful tool, and its responsible development and deployment are critical.
Picking up our discussion on the evolving landscape of AI, a recent Dell Technologies article highlights the challenges IT leaders face with generative AI strategies, particularly concerning the so-called jagged frontier of LLMs.
Yes, this jagged frontier aptly describes the unpredictable nature of current LLMs. While impressive in their ability to mimic human language, they still struggle with inconsistencies, factual errors, and logical gaps. The article emphasizes that this shouldn't deter businesses, but rather inform a more strategic approach.
It's a crucial point. The article offers a practical playbook for IT leaders, emphasizing a measured, strategic adoption of GenAI, starting with clear C-suite alignment on the overall AI strategy.
Exactly. and the emphasis on a tiger team approach is smart, bringing together diverse expertise from data scientists and engineers to UX specialists. This collaborative approach can help navigate the complexities of implementing and scaling GenAI solutions.
The article also stresses the importance of data quality and choosing the right model for specific use cases. It's not always about chasing the latest, most powerful LLM. Sometimes, a smaller, more focused model, combined with techniques like retrieval augmented generation, RAG, can be more effective and efficient.
Absolutely. And I think the focus on governance and human oversight is paramount. The human in the loop concept is crucial, ensuring that AI outputs are reviewed for accuracy and relevance, mitigating the risks associated with the jagged frontier.
It's a pragmatic approach. The article advocates for starting with targeted proof of concepts, POCs, to gain practical experience and refine the approach. It's about iterative learning and continuous improvement, not a one-and-done implementation.
Precisely. This iterative approach, combined with robust governance, allows organizations to leverage the power of GenAI while mitigating the inherent risks and navigating the complexities of this evolving landscape.
Shifting gears to Google's Q3 earnings, they handily beat expectations. Cloud revenue, fueled by AI, saw a 35% year-over-year jump to $11.4 billion. Interesting to see this growth despite ongoing antitrust concerns.
Indeed. The growth in cloud, specifically driven by AI products, underscores the efficacy of their strategic investments. It's a clear signal that their AI-first approach is resonating with the market, even amidst regulatory scrutiny.
Pichai highlighted YouTube's ad and subscription revenue surpassing $50 billion over the last four quarters. That's a significant milestone. How do you see this playing out against the backdrop of increasing competition in the video streaming landscape?
YouTube's performance is impressive. It suggests a robust ecosystem that caters to both advertisers and viewers. They're successfully navigating the competitive landscape by leveraging their massive user base and diversifying revenue streams through subscriptions.
But the looming antitrust battles can't be ignored. The search monopoly case and the ad tech lawsuit could significantly impact Google's trajectory.
Absolutely. These legal challenges introduce a layer of uncertainty. The potential breakup of the company or substantial changes to its ad tech practices could reshape the digital advertising landscape entirely.
Shifting gears, let's delve into Microsoft's position in the AI arena. Their aggressive push with Copilot and the substantial investment in OpenAI seem to indicate a strong commitment to AI integration.
Microsoft's strategy is indeed aggressive. The $10 billion investment in OpenAI signals not just a financial commitment, but a strategic alignment to dominate the burgeoning AI market. Copilot's integration into the Office suite is a brilliant move, leveraging their existing user base and enhancing productivity through AI.
Their involvement in the Global AI Infrastructure Investment Partnership further solidifies their ambition to lead in AI infrastructure development. But how sustainable is this, given the competitive landscape?
The partnership is crucial for securing the necessary infrastructure to support AI operations. However, competition from Google, Amazon, and particularly Meta, with its open source approach, poses a significant challenge. Meta's strategy allows for faster iteration and development, potentially outpacing Microsoft's closed source model.
While the competitive landscape is intense, Microsoft's robust free cash flow provides them with the financial muscle to continue investing heavily in AI. Their free cash flow margin, exceeding 30%, is a testament to their financial strength.
That financial strength is a key differentiator. It allows them to weather market fluctuations and invest strategically for long-term growth. However, their relatively high valuation raises questions about future returns. While a 13% EPS growth is projected, the market's expectation for continued growth might already be priced in.
Picking up our conversation about AI's transformative impact, we're now diving into how individuals can leverage these tools to enhance their own writing. This article highlights some clever prompts to train ChatGPT to write in your unique voice. It's a fascinating concept, almost like having a digital ghostwriter tailored to your style.
It's like having a personalized writing assistant that understands your nuances and preferences. The prompts discussed, such as providing writing samples and specifying the target audience, Allow the AI to grasp your tone, diction, and even the rhythm of your sentences. It's a significant step toward personalized content creation.
The article emphasizes the importance of maintaining control over your creative process while using AI as a tool for enhancement. This resonates with the idea of using AI as an extension of one's skills rather than a replacement. What are your thoughts on this, especially for professional writers?
For professionals, this could be a game changer. Imagine delegating first drafts or scaling content creation without losing your unique voice. It also addresses the challenge of adapting to different audiences, as the prompts allow you to specify the target audience and tailor the writing accordingly.
The ability to reformat content for various platforms while maintaining consistent voice is another compelling aspect. This streamlines the process of repurposing content for blogs, social media, and other channels. It's an intriguing application of AI in content marketing.
Absolutely. It democratizes access to sophisticated writing tools and techniques, empowering individuals and businesses to create impactful content. However, it also raises questions about originality and potential misuse. We need to be mindful of ethical considerations as we integrate these powerful tools into our creative workflows.
Shifting gears from personalized AI writing, let's delve into the contrasting visions of the future of AI presented by Sam Altman and Dario Amodè. Kylie, you've analyzed their blogs. What are the key takeaways?
Both CEOs envision AI as a transformative force, but their approaches differ. Altman focuses on the potential for unprecedented positive change, while Amodè emphasizes the importance of careful development and mitigation of potential risks. It's a classic optimism versus cautious optimism scenario.
Amodè's detailed approach seems to reflect the anxieties surrounding AI's rapid advancement. His emphasis on safety and control contrasts with Altman's more visionary outlook. How do these perspectives influence their respective companies' strategies?
OpenAI's strategy appears to be more aggressive in pushing the boundaries of AI capabilities, while Anthropic seems to prioritize a more measured, safety-conscious approach. This is reflected in their product development and public statements. It'll be interesting to see how these strategies play out in the long run.
The discussion of LLM one-upmanship ending soon is intriguing. Does this suggest a shift towards refining existing models rather than constantly chasing bigger and more powerful ones?
Potentially. It could indicate a move towards specialization and application-specific models, focusing on optimizing performance for particular tasks rather than simply increasing scale. This could lead to more efficient and practical AI solutions.
So the future of AI might not be a singular narrative, but rather a multifaceted evolution with different players pursuing distinct paths. It's a crucial juncture in AI development, and the choices made now will shape the landscape for years to come. Linus Torvalds, the mind behind Linux, recently dismissed much of the current AI frenzy as 90% marketing and 10% reality. He's not entirely dismissive of AI's potential, but he's clearly impatient with the hype. What's your take on his perspective?
I think Torvalds' skepticism is warranted. We've seen a deluge of AI announcements, but concrete, transformative applications are still relatively scarce. Many companies seem to be jumping on the bandwagon without a clear understanding of how AI can truly benefit their operations.
He also points out the limitations of current AI tools. While acknowledging the usefulness of things like ChatGPT in specific scenarios, he emphasizes that broader applications are still lacking. It's a pragmatic view, focusing on tangible results rather than speculative potential.
Exactly. And his focus on the gap between hardware and software in the context of AI development is insightful. True advancements in AI require not just powerful algorithms, but also the infrastructure to support them. This is often overlooked in the hype cycle.
His prediction that meaningful, everyday AI applications might be 5 years away is interesting. It suggests a measured optimism, tempered by a realistic understanding of the challenges ahead. It's a perspective that resonates with many developers who are grappling with the practicalities of AI implementation. Thank you for joining us.